Okay, Vienna, let the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest begin!
70 years old, still as glamorous as ever. The final of the Eurovision Song Contest is in full swing in Vienna. You heard three of the early entries, Denmark, Germany and Israel. It's said to be the non-sporting event with the biggest global audience. So if you're not listening to NewsHour, you are probably watching it, or maybe you're doing both at the same time. Let's speak now to someone who is going to do that, William Lee Adams, BBC journalist, founder of WeWe Blogs, which is the world's most followed independent Eurovision channel on YouTube. He's in Vienna. Hi, William.
Hey, good evening, James.
Good to have you on the programme. What, nearly 2 hours since it all started. What are the highlights so far?
Well, the room is very bouncy and very buoyant, and a lot of that is down to Australia. Delta Goodrum, she is going for gold and wearing gold, 7,000 Swarovski crystals. She sort of looks like liquid champagne walking down the stage. Now, her song is called Eclipse. This is about alignment, sun, moon, earth, that connection that two people have that's really special and can lead to sort of romantic entanglement. Now, she herself is a cancer survivor. She's raised more than $120 million for cancer research. And so this song is about timing, you know, and she told me, when I sing, I'm singing for all the struggles I've had, all the struggles I've endured and survived. And it's just beautiful. She rises into the air on an elevator borrowed from Beyoncé, the American pop star, which emerges from a piano.
So she's in the air in gold. There's a sun behind her. She looks like a gorgeous Renaissance painting with the sun being that halo. It's just stunning.
Well, you've painted the picture on the radio, which is what we would like you to have done, which is wonderful. But tell us about the other favourites. I mean, she's one of them. Finland, yeah. Greece, although I think you had a kind of Bulgaria have come in at the last minute for you, have they?
Oh, absolutely. The contest really is a two-horse race between Australia and Finland.